This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the left is getting ready for their next thing to destroy America. Right now it's the race riots. But it'll probably be a week or two. They're going to bring back the coronavirus, folks. I'm already seeing the signs right now with the news coming out of China. And so just get ready. So if that means you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get some emergency food before the rush, or get a water filter, or, you know, whatever it is you need to do, just get ready. They're going to come back. Wave two of coronavirus, the crown virus, to crown the new world order. That's why it's called the coronavirus. It's all propaganda. It's all right in your face. The crown virus. To crown the new world order, make you a slave in fear, the fear inoculum. And so based on what I'm seeing coming out of China with the shutdowns and everything, they're getting ready to bring it back here, folks. So who knows what the truth is about this, if it's deadly, if it's even real at all. But they're getting ready to shut down the economy again. And they're going to blame coronavirus, or they'll make some other thing up, and then they'll tell you that you have to constantly spray poisonous chemicals on yourself to sanitize, and your surfaces to sanitize, which will give you cancer. And it will force you to sign on to an app that will track and trace your location 24/7, which they're already doing. They just needed you to sign on to it, and they needed the reasoning to do it. So this is all coming, folks. So, and the left is going to fully endorse all of it. They'll be behind it. So the conservatives and Republicans better... they better start to stand up and get strong, because it's not going to be pretty if we allow the left and the Democrats to get away with this, folks. And it's either a political revolution now, or we're going to have to fight for this country physically probably next year, I would say, at this rate. Maybe even before that, depending on how bad the Democrats get between now and then. I want to take your phone calls here for the rest of this hour, and then we have a special report coming up with David Knight. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Anything that we've covered today is fair game. Wartime conservatism. How about, again, folks, this is like crazy. But the stories at InfoWars.com. German authorities placed homeless children with known pedophiles for 30 years. It's so corrupt. In Florida, 17 arrested for child pornography, including Disney employees, nurse, underwear ingester. Why would the mainstream news be covering up the arrest of 17 child rapists? Most of them are white, by the way. So the hate whitey media, you think, would be all over this. So... what does it tell you that the hate white media ignores white child rapists? And I bet you the toddlers were probably, a lot of them were probably minorities, folks. They're getting these kids from Haiti. So, I'm sorry, it's just so sick. I just can't believe this, man. Laura Silsby gets caught trafficking children across the Haitian border. Now she runs the Amber Alert program. folks, we're going to be judged by God. But let me tell you, if we don't fight for this stuff right now, if we don't fight these people, these child rapists, these deceivers of humanity now, God is going to judge us too. And we may not go to hell, but we're not going to have a seat in the front row of heaven. Because this is, you've got tens of thousands of people marching for black trans lives. What a joke. But Governor Cuomo gets to murder thousands of people in a nursing home. Pedophiles in Florida get to rape children, and no march, no protest. But think about it. Think about the hate whitey media that has a perfect opportunity to show you the faces of some of the most evil, wicked, disgusting men on the face of the earth, mostly white, raping children, and they don't do it. That tells you that protecting pedophiles is a bigger agenda in the media than Get Whitey, which you're seeing is a huge agenda. But think about that. They'd rather protect pedophiles.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, we're getting your calls aggregated right now. We'll be going to your calls for the rest of this hour. Ladies and gentlemen, it is at InfoWarsStore.com. It is here. Baby Lives Matter onesie. Baby Lives Matter t-shirt. You know, I love this thing so much, I just may go make a baby just so I can have one. Just so I can put the Baby Lives Matter onesie. Because, see, the left sits here all day long with their propaganda that has no bounds in truth or reality at all. Black Lives Matter, you ignore black-on-black crime in the city. You ignore all the black police officers that get hunted down and murdered. You ignore the tens of millions of black babies. By the way, I mean, it's more dangerous in America. Like, we have all these statistics at InfoWars.com, by the way, the truth about crime statistics revealed. In America, if you're black, the odds of you being killed in the womb are higher than being killed by a police officer. The odds of you being killed by another black man are higher than you being killed by a police officer. But none of that matters. None of that matters because the Democrat Party has to fundraise, and in order to fundraise, they have to lie to their voters and deceive them into thinking they're oppressed victims so that you give them money to help the problem that they've been claiming that they're going to fix for 50 years, when the truth is they're actually behind all of it. It's like Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick is a rich white man pretending to be an oppressed black man. And he's all paid for by communist China with Nike as the front company. So we fight against that propaganda. We give you the opportunity to fight against that propaganda. Baby Lives Matter onesie. Put it on your baby. Baby Lives Matter t-shirt. Put it on your kid. And then when someone questions you or says you're insensitive, you stand up and you say, really? So you like 50 million black babies being aborted in America? You realize that it's more dangerous for a black American. The odds are greater that they'll be killed by a fellow black American or that they will be killed in the womb. Do you realize that? And then watch them squirm. No, folks, you know what? We're going to really have to change our mindset heading into this election. Because I understand people don't like putting people in uncomfortable positions. They don't like being the agitator or the aggressor. But folks, now is the time. I'm telling you, It's time to start psychologically torturing leftists with facts. That's all it is. That's all you have to do. Wear your Baby Lives Matter t-shirt. Take your baby out. Someone wants to harass you. You tell them the facts. You make them own their ignorance. You say, Black Lives Matter, do they? Hey, that's insensitive. You're mocking Black Lives Matter. You say, oh, Black Lives Matter? They say, yeah, Black Lives Matter. You say, oh, what did you do about the 50 million black babies aborted? Well, that's different. Oh, okay. What did you do about the black cops that are murdered in cold blood by Black Lives Matter? Well, see, because they never show this on the news, so they don't think it exists. But they know it's all true. We're all connected in this consciousness. So we're constantly sending and receiving information, even if we're not getting it. So they know it's all true. They know black on black crime in the city is the biggest crime you can find. They know that the odds are, if you're black, it's a lot higher odds that you'll be killed by a black person or killed in the womb than killed by a cop. They know all that. But the truth doesn't help them fundraise. The truth doesn't get them to the next level of their political power. So it's time for you to own this and psychologically torture leftists when they want to come at you for wearing a Baby Lives Matter shirt. Because I'm telling you, folks, this whole thing, oh, wear a mask, oh, shut down your business, oh, you're a racist, all of that is psychological torture of you. It's time to fight back. It's time to flip it on them. I'm ready, man. I mean, believe me. I don't want to go around to these stores and be nagging people, hey, you know, to tell me to wear a mask and tell them how the whole thing's fake. But I don't know about you, but I'm starting to get that spirit. That's just total war. Just total war mode. For facts and truth and the reality and for America. And as soon as we start getting activated like that, we will retake this country so quick. It's just a matter of taking action. All right, let's go out to the phone lines now here on the Alex Jones Show. But InfoWarsStore.com, folks, get your Baby Lives Matter t-shirt and onesie. Let's start on the phone lines with Jeff in Missouri. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hear me?
Yep, go ahead, Jeff.
Okay. All right, I'm talking to the crew right now because I want you guys to pull up a video while we talk. Go to BlueLivesMatter.blue and scroll down just a little bit and you'll see it'll say June 16th video, teens allegedly yell Black Lives Matter as they beat gas station customer. And it's a group of six African-American gentlemen, and apparently they wanted to cut this guy in line. And he was up paying for stuff, being like, hey, you know, I'm almost done. I'll be done in just a second. Goes outside, and they just beat him senselessly. There's no, like, bad audio or anything, so if the crew wants to play it, that's
well, crazy. We can find that, but, I mean, we got all – I mean, I've got so much video of black-on-white violence, and it's all racially motivated. It's all being driven by the media. But it's not just black-on-white. I mean, if you're a black individual that doesn't go along with the propaganda, they'd beat your ass, too. There's another video we got. This I don't have much context, but it's this woman standing up to – clearly some agitated black man who thinks that violence is the answer, because that's what he's been taught by the Democrats. He'll end up in jail. And he takes a skateboard and whips a woman in the head with it. That's attempted murder. This guy should be in jail for 50 years. But because of the way black people are treated now, and they have all these protections with the ACLU and all this stuff, this guy probably won't see a second in jail for this attempted murder right here. And that's a black lady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This definitely. But find that video I was talking about, BlueLivesMatter.blue, and find that video. It's absolutely...
Well, we're searching for it now. There's another video of a guy who claims this guy called him or said the N-word. There's no proof of that. He just made it up. He just wanted a reason to beat this white guy senseless in the middle of the mall. And so look, this is all being driven by the media. And then conservatives or anybody is too afraid to call it out for what it is. And so then it just continues. And so I don't know if they're having trouble finding this video or they found it. But yeah, there's no doubt this is all being driven. The Democrats, the media, they're trying to start race riots. And they're actually bringing racism back. They're literally single-handedly destroying Martin Luther King's dream.
Have you seen the actual movie, V for Vendetta, that you guys did the commercial on it? Have you personally seen it?
Yes.
Have you heard of the group Anonymous on Twitter? They have like 8 million followers. And they think that they are on the side of freedom, when actually they're on the side of tyranny. And
well, here's the thing about Anonymous. Anything Anonymous, this is why I always tell the Q people, anything Anonymous can always be hijacked and you'll never know it.
Exactly.
So maybe that happened. Jeff, I got to jump. Thank you for the call. Eric in Ohio. Go ahead, Eric.
How you doing, Alan?
Good, thank you.
I just want to start off by thanking everybody at InfoWars for what they do. Been listening for years and years now.
Well, thank you. It wouldn't be possible without your support, brother. We're in this together.
They call you guys a right-wing group, and I don't know how they forgot, you know, all them years where Alex Jones was getting on George Bush when he was president.
Oh, yeah, and how we've been anti-war, anti-war on drugs, anti-militarized police. Yeah, it's all propaganda.
You know, and everybody sees through this coronavirus that I talk to. They see through the Black Lives Matter movement. I've been sharing your videos and getting the word out there, but just the fact that everybody can see through the crap that they're trying to do just, you know, goes to show you.
Well, and, you know, here's my judgment of that, too, Eric. It's not because we see through it. I genuinely believe now that the left knows it. I don't even think they're being fooled by it. They just like playing along with it. They just are driven by hate. So even though they know it's all a front and all a lie, they go along with it because they hate you and they know that it bothers you.
Oh, well, they're just hoping that we're all done, and we hope, you know, they know we forget things. We are a forgetful species, being humans that we are, and they just hope that we forget all the nonsense that they say or that they do. You know, they say one thing and then do another. It's their policy.
And so they're getting ready to roll up another COVID-19 hoax. I'm telling you, and folks, they're lying in the media. Oh, 600 new cases. Folks, they're testing literally everyone, and then they get the test results back in one fell swoop from tens of thousands of tests. So, of course, the numbers are going to spike. It's all a game. It's all a game, folks.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, we're taking your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show. Let's not waste any time. And let's go to Leroy calling in from Missouri. Go ahead, Leroy.
Hey, Owen, you got me, buddy?
Loud and clear.
Hey, man, I'm just calling to tell you I love the whole wartime conservative idea, man. I'm glad Buck Sexton is hitting on this because I don't understand where the Republicans are. You know, they basically are Democrats to me at this point in a lot of ways. I argue with as many of my Republican friends about the Republicans not doing anything as I do with a lot of my Democrat friends. You know, I mean, we got Lindsey Graham, who's obviously – you know, a Democrat, who's basically running everything for us in the Senate right now. You're not going to get nothing done with him.
Oh, I don't trust Lindsey Graham. And by the way, Lindsey Graham is kind of the go-between, for lack of a better term right now, between us getting all the information about Schiff and the whole Russian collusion. I mean, he's the one kind of blockading it.
I mean, he literally is. And you know, I like Josh Hawley. He sounds great and everything, but you know, I'm a big Eric Greitens supporter, and I'm glad that he's rerunning again in 2024.
Oh, he is running again. Why didn't they just give him his seat back? There was literally a coup by the FBI to get him out of office. They got caught.
No, Parsons is not our governor. I mean, I tell everybody that all the time, and he acts like he is. The arrogance of these people is just maddening to me. If he had any honor, he'd have gave up his seat. He'd have had another election. He'd have done something. But I do have one question for you guys. Me and some buddies here from Missouri, man, are going to Tulsa this weekend. We are pumped up. Are you guys going to be there? I haven't heard you guys talk much about it.
Well, I'll just go ahead. We are going to be there. We didn't want to build it up for obvious reasons, but it's already such a huge event. I don't think it matters at this point. But we will have a presence in Tulsa, yes. And this thing is going to be so big. And let me tell you something. I just call it like it is. I haven't even mentioned Trump's name yet. But and I think he is going to have the rally, but they were thinking about canceling it, folks. And there was a lawsuit. Now, an Oklahoma judge basically blocked the lawsuit against Trump having the rally, so it looks like they'll have it. But him moving the rally from Friday to Saturday, I think, was a mistake. But at this point, it does look like they aren't going to cancel it again. And so Saturday in Tulsa is going to be, I mean, look, it's hard to measure how many people are going to come up. I'm guessing 50,000 Trump supporters minimum, and you'll probably have a couple thousand, you know, leftist protesters at max. I mean, it's just going to be wild.
And I'll have my free Alex Jones T-shirt on, and I was listening to Savannah last night on your show. She seemed a little black-pilled, but don't be. I mean, there's no reason for that. This is all psychological. They are just a puppet that could be easily smacked down. And they're going to see this weekend. You know, we all kind of knew Trump was a rallying around point. We know Trump don't know politics through and through, and he's not perfect. But we got to remember, hey, he's put his family on the line. You know, not too many people.
Well, and this is, see, and that's it exactly. Because I don't know what goes on in Trump's head or what goes on behind the scenes. And again, Trump is not my savior. And whatever Trump's destiny is going to be up to him. America's destiny is in our hands. And so, and people need to be real too. And Buck Sexton covered it in his story, but folks, realistically, Trump's momentum and ratings are actually slipping. Now, he put out a tweet saying he has 96% inside the Republican Party. Actually, Republican numbers would actually say he's at 85%. I don't really care either way. You can get that number to 100% if you go back on the attack like in 2016. But the president needs to know we have his back. He needs to see us saying it. He needs to see us saying COVID was a hoax. He needs to say us saying all of this is a lie to get Trump. And then, we, like, he kind of, like, brought the momentum He was the one that kind of forced the momentum. Now it's like he's kind of going to the back. Now we need to boomerang him back with the momentum.
I think he may be waiting for us too, because look at his family, what he's put on the line, all the millions of dollars he could be making and all that. And honestly, a lot of people just sit back and take all this stuff. I think Trump might be waiting for, I think if we go and we stand up, I think Trump thinks that we ought to know, hey, we've got the military, we've got the president,
Yeah, and you know, that's a great point, because I have this story here from Slate, and this is all optics, and it's how Trump lost the military. And really, they're just taking the traitors out of the military that are coming out against Trump. They're obviously just traitors. But in general, Trump has the military. Maybe not the top generals that got put in there by Obama and other such, but the real military. I mean, the Green Berets, the Marines, the infantry. Like, Trump has all of them and their support no matter what. So this is all, again, a psychological thing. Oh, Trump doesn't have the military. He's losing. But we'll see what happens in Tulsa on Saturday, but I think it's time for Trump supporters to get into a wartime mode, and Trump maybe will react in such a fashion. Leroy, thanks for the call. David in California. Go ahead, David.
Pleasure to talk with you, Owen.
Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to piggyback on what you were talking about earlier, wartime conservatism. And if anything's being told right now, it's that we are going to hit a second wave, and they're definitely going to take more than just a mile this time. We gave them an inch, they took a mile.
Yeah, they'll hammer in the contact tracing, and they'll start arresting you for violating whatever protocols. But if that goes down, folks, I'm telling you, just say you're protesting, just say you're with BLM, and then, you know, oh, hey, I'm with BLM protesting. Oh, I didn't realize. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I think this time around, though, it's going to be up to us. I mean, they're making big chess moves against us, and this time around, it's going to be on us to basically let them know and tell them, hey, you know what? You're not going to do this. You're not going to continue doing this. I mean, I'm in a community here in Chula Vista where we had the South Bay United Pentecostal Church take it all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court a couple weeks ago just denied them because they're trying to put limitations on them. Trying to tell them they can't even sing in church. I think it's going to require like local militias to, you know, show up, you know, actual Christians and conservatives that have these ideals and these things in their core to come out and
well, you know, this is a great point, because where are the hardcore Christian conservatives on all this LGBTQ stuff that's going on, being force fed to your kids? They're talking about pee-pees and wee-wees at the Supreme Court. That is a joke. That is a joke. And we just sit here and take it? It's like, hey, we got insurrection going on, but yeah, Neil Gorsuch, write about a pee-pee and a wee-wee.
Again, I think it's going to be on us to show the, you know, the blue state, the powers that be in these blue states, that we're not going to tolerate this anymore, and that if it's going to come to us and exercising our Second Amendment, exercising our full constitutional rights, and that's where it's going to need to be. On the other hand, with the Trump rally coming up, it's also going to be on us to express all these things and express this whole this wartime conservatism to the president, so that the president can hear from 50,000 people exactly what it is we want him to hear.
Yeah, it'll be at least 50,000. And by the way, thanks for the call, David. And by the way, folks, there are no Biden rallies. There never will be a Biden rally. Nobody would show up. But if you want to see what Biden's support is, if you want to see what a Biden rally is, go look at a Black Lives Matter protest. Go look at the thousands turning up in Brooklyn. Those are your Biden rallies. Now, they're not Biden rallies, they're anti-Trump rallies, but there is a support base to vote Trump out. It's basically Trump versus...
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Eric Swalwell is virtue signaling right now on the Senate floor. Excuse me, the congressional floor. Saying, Republicans don't even care about black people. Tell me, Matt Gaetz. Can you unequivocally say that black lives matter? And Matt Gaetz says, I can unequivocally say that all lives matter. Eric Swalwell is a dirt bag. Dirt bag. Let me go back to your phone calls before I start getting off on a tangent here. Let's go to Chase in California. Go ahead, Chase. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Chase the Patriot on the YouTube. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And I want to start off. It sounds like old Swalwell there was letting off a little hot gas, huh? he's known for that one.
Well, you know, their buddy down there, Ed Buck, who probably provides them with, you know, well, God knows what, in that drug rape dungeon. He's in jail, so they're probably running a little short on that. But, yeah, you know, it's okay. Adam Schiff and Swalwell, real stand-up gentlemen. The kind of guys you want, you know, babysitting your kids and making you a pastrami sandwich and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know about old Shippy there. I think he's a little nervous with some of the papers coming out right now. But you bring up a good point, too. Old Lindsey Graham there, he's sitting there as the head of the Judiciary Committee for the Senate, and he's just kind of twiddling his thumbs and not getting anything done at all, it seems like. But thankfully, you know, kind of what I was calling in about, we have Senator Hawley there. He's only been in there a couple of years now, really. But he is setting the example for maybe that next generation or that next mentality for the conservative politician. And, you know, whether it's trying to take on the big tech companies or, you know, what he's doing today, there's a lot of things that are good to see coming out of Senator Hawley, because our court system, all the way back to Marbury versus Madison, has been corrupted. And whether you like the ruling today or you dislike the ruling today, it's completely politicized. The bench has gone completely to the left or to the right, as they say. But really, it needs to be the Constitution. It needs to be the Bill of Rights. That's what they need to worry about.
Well, but think about this. Think about what is actually happening with these Supreme Court decisions. And this is how you know everything is so lost. Because if you ask, oh, do you want the left doesn't want the police. Okay, so you don't want the government involved in your life. That's really what you're saying. I would think that most conservatives agree with that notion. I don't want the government involved in my life either. The problem is the left has a double standard. They want the government involved in your life when it's politically advantageous to them. They want the government involved in your life when they can use it as a social justice militarized attack on you and the country. So this whole gay lesbian rights thing is the latest. So they've now made it that, and by the way, you know what's going to happen, folks? Because you fire a black person or you fire a gay person, they sue you immediately. Nobody's going to hire them anymore because you just get sued if they get let go. So that's not going to go well. But for everybody out there, oh, we don't want the government in our lives. We want small government. Oh, I don't want the police in our lives. So the government is now in everything you do because of a Supreme Court ruling like this. And so I think it's time for the Supreme Court to just rewrite all these rulings and say, you know what? The government doesn't belong in your life. So if you want to discriminate against somebody, then you know what? That's your right. And the people will decide. If you're an open racist and you don't let a gay person eat at your restaurant or a black person, you know, go to your business, guess what? Word is going to get out. There's all kinds of law groups. There's all kinds of media. And those businesses will be shut down. We don't need the damn government ruling on this because now they've just militarized. They've militarized all these different left-wing activist groups. I'm sorry, Chase. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I was going to say, it doesn't matter the case, like you're saying today. It could be this case or tomorrow. It could be a Second Amendment case. Either side might get upset. 9 unelected people that are nominated and appointed as political appointments have control over 325 million people and how they live their life. So what you're saying, Owen, real quick, I got to just ask, is something that my callers keep calling in and asking me about is the National Assembly and the Organic Act of 1871. It's the whole idea of when the United States of America became all capital letters, United States of America, and how the whole corporate America changed the way that our law system and our government interacts with us. Have you heard anything about that? You
know, no, I'd have to do more research, but there's no doubt the way everything is set up, it protects corporations more than our individual rights.
Yeah, that's definitely the truth. Hey, and I appreciate the time given me, and everybody out there, just spread the word, get your voice out there, research topics, and communicate with your neighbors and people at work and people at school. That's the one way we can override.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You got to be a voice these days, folks. You have to be. And by the way, just an addendum to the last thing I said. Thanks, Chase. So it's a weird flux, though, now, because it used to be that we had a government that was designed and intended to protect the rights of individuals. That's way gone. Then it got bought and controlled by the corporations, and it was all about protecting their rights. That's why you have a secret vaccine court and, you know, Monsanto gets to continue operating with Roundup and such. But now the new thing is it only protects left-wing activists, which the Democrat Party just claims they're fighting for in a fraudulent manner. And so now the whole system is being designed to only protect you if you're a left-wing activist. And they hide under all kinds of guises. Oh, I'm a transsexual. Oh, I'm gay. Oh, I'm a minority. None of that matters.
until the left wing makes it matter with their political edicts and their Supreme Court decisions, which is what's going on. Eric in Florida. Go ahead, Eric. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Shorty the Destroyer. Hold on. Let me take out speaker.
All right.
There we go.
All right.
Thanks for your time, man.
Thanks for calling.
Good work. I called a long time ago, and if you might remember, it was dealing with transvestites and using, mentioned a girlfriend, and she worked for Capital One, and this is back in 96, 97. And I told her it was creating a hostile work environment that they were cleaning their own bathroom before they'd used it after he would. But I told her to go to human resources and all that, no matter how hard I pushed her. It wasn't working. Finally, she decided to do it, and they told her that they can do that. Now look at how far it's come.
You know, well, that's my point. Now everything is being designed to protect left-wing agitators. That's it. Like I said, they hide under the guise of, oh, I'm gay or minority or, you know, I cut my penis off or whatever. And so the whole system is now designed to protect them at all costs. So the left has just politicized and corrupted everything in this country. And people get it now, but it's time to start not just realizing it, but pushing back against it. Thanks for the call, Eric. All right, final caller today before we go to a special report from David Knight. Alex in Connecticut. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, Owen, what's going on? How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Hey, so, yeah, Fox61.com, Worcester Square, New Haven, has been home to Columbus statue, and they want to take it down. And Middletown over here also, I guess, took down a statue. Now, I don't know if it was taken down by, you know, Antifa or anything, but I think it's this towns that are doing that. A lot of people are upset about it. Some folks are saying, hey, well, some businesses that are upset about it want to put the Columbus statue on their property right next to it. So a whole bunch of stuff. Ned Lamont also doing some crazy things. Connecticut schools to preschoolers, much more common for police officers to hurt and kill people of color. That's lawenforcementtoday.com. Unbelievably, he's teaching these to preschoolers. Connecticut is, there's another.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, Alex, and I'm sorry, I got to cut you off here. We're about to run out of time in this segment, but you just said something I forgot, and I would have mentioned this, because Ted Cruz pointed out with the Sesame Street and their LGBTQ promotion to the youth. Folks, okay, so if you have a cable box or you have cable or whatever, when you turn it on, even online, the first thing it goes to is your kind of local news cable provider, local news. And it's so propagandized now. It's all propaganda. So it's like as soon as you turn your TV on now, you're immediately getting hit with the propaganda. The taste for last week and this week, the flavor of the week, LGBTQ in the classrooms. Drag queen story time in the classrooms. I mean, the left wing is literally corrupting everything, folks. This is a threat to humanity. David Knight.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
David Knight real quick, folks, but Joe Biden is being propped up by Fox News right now. He's giving a speech in Darby, Pennsylvania. I guarantee you it's an empty room. I guarantee you it's an empty room aside from media, and he's bashing Trump for the COVID response, bashing white America, saying, oh, black people are victims and oppressed, even though he's the one that is responsible for it. Joe Biden is the modern-day leader of the KKK, which is the Democrat Party. So it's just incredible to see Fox News building this guy up as a real candidate. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is how everything we do here is possible. Cannot thank you enough for your support at InfoWarsStore.com to give me a platform. People were shocked last night at the Republican meeting when I told them I'm banned on the internet. They couldn't believe it. But thank God for you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and allowing us to still have a voice, allowing us to still have impact, and allowing us to build Band.Video and other sites, NewsWars.com, and continue our live coverage here every day. So cannot thank you, the audience, enough for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. And I encourage you to take advantage of some of the specials running at the website. Get emergency food if you haven't yet. That's going to be key. They're building up for a second fake wave of coronavirus, so there's going to be another rush on emergency food. So I would get shopping and order that before it comes. Probably about 2 weeks away from that is my guess. Now, here's a special report from David Knight.
I was saying before we went to break, didn't have enough time to play it then. About 5 years ago, if you remember, we had the horrific shooting, Dylann Roof, and it was unbelievably evil and hateful. And yet, Nikki Haley and many people at the time were using that to call for the eradication of history. And I said at the time, it isn't going to stop with Confederate symbols. It isn't going to stop by enforcing their idea of what Confederate symbols are. Because, you know, if you say, well, this is about the Ku Klux Klan, well, the Ku Klux Klan burns crosses, so we're going to have to get rid of crosses, too. Oh, well, yeah, they're not essential either. It never ends. And so I want to play for you what Walter Williams said 5 years ago as this is happening. Walter Williams, a libertarian economist who teaches at George Mason University in Washington. This is Walter Williams on banning the Confederate flag, a black economist, 5 years ago. Video clip number two.
Steve in Arlington Heights, Illinois, texts into you. Can you speak to the anti-Confederate hysteria currently sweeping the nation?
Yes, I think that I think people don't really understand much of the history of our country. And just very briefly, and this is on my website and my articles, and I talk about this, and that is in 1783, there was the Treaty of Paris, and the Treaty of Paris ended the war between the colonies and Great Britain. And if you read the Treaty of Paris, it says that there are 13 sovereign nations. That is, each state was a nation. And these states came together as principals in 1787, and they created the federal government as their agent. And principals can always fire their agents. And so, if you read the ratification documents of Rhode Island, New York, and Virginia, they specifically say in the documents that if the federal government becomes abusive of the powers that we have delegated to the federal government, we have the right to rescind those powers. That is, we have the right to secede. And so most Americans do not understand the they think that the war was solely to end slavery, but the war was for much more than that. And so, but however, the winners of any war write its history. And so, the Confederacy has just they've gotten a bad name. And I think that I think that this anti-Confederacy movement is just maybe one more step towards towards abolishing many of our symbols. Now, one can argue whether the Confederacy was right in seceding, and you don't have to be for slavery. You can be against slavery, but that's an independent argument. Did they have the right to secede? And all the evidence suggests yes, they did have the right to secede, because the states were principals, and they came together and created the federal government. As most Americans today think that they virtually think that the states are a creation of the federal government. As a matter of fact, that's the way Congress acts, that the states are a creation of the federal government, but it's actually the opposite.
That's right. And what the founders of this country, who listen to Walter Williams, he's exactly right, 1783, the Treaty of Paris, that ended the war with Great Britain, and in that, you could see that the colonies were treated as sovereign states. You know, we talk about various heads of state. That means people who are head of Germany or France or the UK or the United States. And prior to the Civil War, it was always the United States are. After the Civil War, it became United States is. It became a consolidated entity, which was anathema to the people who had fought for their freedom. They did not want to have a top-down pyramid structure of power. That's why they divided the federal government into three competing power centers, which now don't compete against each other anymore. And it's why they reserve power to the states and to the people. We're not talking about states' rights. States don't have rights. Individuals have rights. States had power. And they wanted the states to have power to keep that consolidation from happening. You know, as Walter Williams was talking about that 1783 treaty, they operated before they had the Constitution under Articles of Confederation. You see, after the Revolution, America was a confederacy. A confederacy and not a union, because a union implies a tighter control. They did not want to have that initially. And even after they went to a union, it was no more of a union than the United Nations is. Now, let me ask you, you know, we are one of the many different states that created the United Nations. If the United Nations, you know, President Trump said, yeah, we're going to leave the WHO. We're not going to pay them any money anymore. I applaud that. That's excellent. I hope that that really does happen. But if President Trump were to do something else that I would like to see happen, and if he were to say, we're going to leave the United Nations as well, and we'd like for the United Nations to relocate their headquarters somewhere else. If President Trump were to do that, and if you were to have the other countries in the United Nations say, how dare you? You cannot leave the United Nations. You are subordinate to the United Nations. And what if they were to raise a massive army for the purpose of invading America and forcing us to remain in the United Nations? Would we be justified in defending ourselves? Because that's how it happened with the war of northern aggression. That's exactly how it happened. You know, my wife is from New York, and as I was explaining the Civil War to her, somebody who grew up in the South, I was more familiar with the history than she was. She was familiar with the history that had been written by the Grand Army of the Republic, the winners who write history, as Walter Williams pointed out. You know, we have Marxists who erase history. That's what is happening right now. The winners write history, the Marxists erase history, because they have to erase the culture and the society so they can take it over from the ground up. But as I was explaining that to her, I said, I used that same exact analogy 45 years ago. And I said, I can imagine, I said, think about the United Nations. What if we were to have a situation, because already at that point in time you had the radical environmentalists whining about automobile emissions and how it's going to damage, and we got to do this for the global economy and so forth. And I said, what if these people decided that they were going to ban internal combustion engines? And what if we in America said, no, I don't think so. We're going to continue along doing what we've been doing. We're going to have our cars. We're going to have our factories to produce electricity so we can manufacture. Because at that time, we were using the most energy of anybody, and we were creating the most pollution because we were doing most of the manufacturing. Now that has gone to China, and they make no efforts in China to control their emissions. But I said, let's say that America said, no, we're not going to go along with that. And let's say the globalists, the UN, decided that they were going to force us to do that, and they were going to attack us. You know, they're either going to force us one way or the other, and we decide we won't get out, and they attack us. I said, that's exactly what happened from an economic standpoint. Now, there was a moral standpoint that you cannot ignore. But these people who focus strictly on the moral issues are completely missing the political issues that are also very, very important. Because if you don't understand those issues, you can eliminate private slavery, but you can make slavery universal for everybody of every race, color, creed, so forth. And that's exactly what we have done. All the projections that were made by the founders of this country, by the people who seceded, said, we don't want to have a consolidated country. All the predictions that they made, they said, if you allow this to happen, this is what's going to happen. And they would not have been surprised in the least to see what the federal government has turned into in the wake of that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.